bring in the enchanters, the Chaldeans, and the astrologers. The king declared to the wise men of Babylon, "Whoever reads this writing and shows me its interpretation shall be clothed with purple and have a chain of gold around his neck and shall be the third ruler in the kingdom." Then all the king's wise men came in, but they could not read the writing or make known to the king the interpretation. Then King Belshazzar was greatly alarmed, and his color changed, and his lords were perplexed. The queen, because of the words of the king and his lords, came into the banqueting hall, and the queen declared, "O king, live forever. Let not your thoughts alarm you or your color change. There is a man in your kingdom in whom is the spirit of the holy gods. In the days of your father, light and understanding and wisdom, like the wisdom of the gods, were found in him. And King Nebuchadnezzar, your father the king, made him chief of the magicians, enchanters, Chaldeans, and astrologers. Because in an excellent spirit, knowledge, and understanding to interpret dreams, explain riddles, and solve problems were found in this Daniel, whom the king named Belteshazzar. Now let Daniel be called, and he will show the interpretation." Let's pray. Father, we thank you for your word this morning. We pray that it will speak to us, that it would be seeds planted in our life that will bear suit, that will bear fruit in our lives in season. So, Father, we thank you for your word. In Jesus' name, amen. And so, in this chapter, King Nebuchadnezzar has passed away, and so his son has now become king, King Belshazzar. And so, the king has invited all the lords, and I think the first four verses are just I think they're a great reminder of our understanding of how alcohol could play into the decisions that we make. Because when you look at those few verses in verses 1 through 4, every time they drank, a bad decision was made. And so the king is essentially having this huge party with the lords and their wives. And in that moment, there's this supernatural event that occurs, that that they see there in that moment a writing on the wall. It says that it was done by fingers, you could say. And so he sees the writing on the wall, and he seeks to reward anyone who could read the writing and interpret it. So King Belshazzar is not too far like his father. King Nebuchadnezzar always made extreme promises. He would always say, "If you do this, you're going to be the second in command. If you do this, I'm going to put..." And so King Belshazzar, in the same way, that "if you do this, I'm going to give you gold, I'm going to clothe you in purple, and you're going to be the third highest person in command in this kingdom." And so he seeks to reward anyone who could read and interpret it. But in that moment, he can't find no one. No one can be found. All his astrologers, his Chaldeans, his magicians, none of them can read or interpret it. And that's where his wife comes in, the queen. Okay, maybe that's a side note of just how important it is who we marry that can speak wisdom into our life. Because the queen comes in and she says, "Hey, there's a guy named Daniel that during the time of your father the king, he was a man filled with the spirit, filled that understanding and wisdom were found in him." Okay? Side note, again, if he was prideful, he would have been like, "Queen, go, you know your place. Let the man handle this. We're gonna deal. Go back." But no, he listens to his wife. And so the wife describes, this is the way she describes Daniel. One, that the spirit of the holy gods is in him. Okay? Now, from our understanding, we know that it's the spirit of God in Daniel. But from their understanding, they just know that there's something so amazing within Daniel that the only thing she can accredit to is to what she knows. And to what they know is idol worship. So they accredit it to the holy gods being in Daniel. And then the next thing that is described with Daniel is that he's one filled with understanding, wisdom, knowledge, solving riddles, and solving problems. And so Daniel is called before the king for interpretation. So here's what I want to look at for application for our lives. and as we look at the at Daniel, is that one, the Spirit of God empowers us with abilities. Each and every one of us here have been in some way empowered by the Holy Spirit with abilities. Okay? No one here, okay? I believe, that's just my deep belief that everyone in this room has, by the Holy Spirit, been empowered with abilities in their life that you're called to steward and to cultivate in your life. The problem is that we sometimes don't step out into these abilities is because we don't step out and cultivate and we don't steward it properly. Okay, Daniel from the beginning in chapter 1, we know that he was a man filled with wisdom. But there were moments along the way in Daniel's life that gave him the opportunity to exercise that wisdom and understanding. And he took those moments. When the first time that King Nebuchadnezzar was looking for someone to interpret the dreams, Daniel said, "Hey, give me time, I'm going to pray for it, and I'll come back to you with an answer." Okay, so he doesn't, his gifting doesn't just develop in solitude. No, he has to step out to cultivate that gift. And I think for every one of us here, maybe there's abilities that we just haven't cultivated and stewarded in our lives properly. So we haven't seen them at their full potential. So that's number one. I just believe that every person here is empowered by the Holy Spirit with abilities. And we are meant to steward those abilities by cultivating them in our daily lives. Okay? Cultivating them in our daily lives. And so I would ask these two questions that we can maybe, you can take it away as and maybe do it later. Is number one is just asking the question, what abilities has God given me? Maybe you know already. Maybe you already, you know it, you've been cultivating, you're walking in it. Amazing. Good for you. Keep doing it. But maybe this morning you really haven't thought about, or maybe you've been asking the question, God, what abilities do I have? What abilities have you given me? And maybe just begin to write a list of 3 to 5 of those abilities that you have. And then this is the second thing that you do. You're asking, am I cultivating the abilities that are in me? Write down then, how can I cultivate these abilities in my life? Think practically. How can I cultivate these abilities in my life? Because I believe that when we embrace and steward the abilities that we have been given, then we begin to then walk in what God has called us to, and we walk in confidence with the abilities that He has given us. Now, what I like about Daniel is that all of Daniel's gifts, you could almost just put it under wisdom and knowledge. Okay? We don't hear stories of Daniel, oh, Daniel healed this, Daniel did that. All of Daniel's giftings have to do with wisdom and knowledge, riddles, problem solving, and dream interpretation. What I like about that is that also sometimes we just need to stay in our lane of gifting. That whatever God has gifted you in, walk in that. And don't be so distracted by the gifts that you don't have in your life. Because I think sometimes one of the stumbling blocks in us being able to walk in our abilities that God has given us is that we stand over here and we look at what God has given us, but we look at the person over here and we wish what they had. And instead of walking with what God has given them, we're just living with, oh, if I had this person's gift. God, I want that person's gift versus just, what's the gift, God, that you have given me to steward, to cultivate, and to walk in, versus always living in comparison with others. And I think we're all probably being guilty of that when we look at others and just we're living in hope of what we don't have, longing for a gift that we don't have, versus just looking at what God has given us, because the Spirit of God has given each and every one of you abilities for your lives. And here, Daniel, this is not ministry. Daniel doesn't work in a church. Daniel is just part of the kingdom of Babylon. Before King Belshazzar, under King Nebuchadnezzar's time, he actually says he had the role of being the chief Chaldean, the chief interpreter. So our abilities aren't just limited to what we do at church. They open up to the spaces outside of church in our lives as well. So I just want to end with that as we go into a time of worship. And just pray. Let's pray. Father, we thank you that by your Spirit, You have given us abilities to steward, abilities to serve in your kingdom for your glory. I pray that you will bring awareness to those abilities when we are unable to see them, that you would help us embrace what you have given us and not stumble over the abilities that we don't have. May we seize the moments, the opportunities, and steward the abilities found in us by your Spirit. So, Father, we thank you for that. That by your Spirit, we are filled with gifts and abilities in our lives. And I pray that we walk in that and cultivate that in our lives. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's worship.
Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. In green pastures he makes me lie down. He restores my soul and leads me on for his name, for his great name. Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. In green pastures he makes me lie down. He restores my soul and leads me on for his name, for his great name. Surely goodness, surely mercy, right beside me all my days. And I will dwell in your house forever and bless your holy name. You prepare a table right before me in the presence of my enemies. Though the arrow flies and the terror of night is at my door, I trust you, Lord. Surely goodness, surely mercy, right beside me all my days. And I will dwell in your house forever and bless your holy name. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, you are on my side. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, you are on my side, oh Lord. Surely goodness, surely mercy, right beside me all my days. And I will dwell in your house forever. Bless. It's your holy name. Surely goodness, surely mercy, right beside me all my days. And I will dwell in your house forever. Bless your holy name, and bless your holy name.
Yeah, Father, we thank you for the gifts that are in this community, that we're blessed by the gift of others in our lives. To the gift of worship by Matt that blesses us, that allows us to enter into your presence. From the gift of P. Sam in preaching and teaching your word that challenges us and takes us into deeper discipleship. To the gifts of the teachers here that have the patience, that have the heart for little children to grow, that the kids are blessed by them. And so, Father, I just pray that we would also see beyond ourselves as to the blessing that the gifts and the abilities that you have given us bring into those around us. And so, Father, continue to just reveal to us if we're just unaware, if no one's ever told us, or that we would just cultivate and steward the gifts that you have in us and continue to step out in moments of faith to cultivate those gifts. So, Father, we thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Let's go into a time of community prayer.